You could say all thoughts could be regarded as dreams. Maybe you don't know what I meant by that. I think I want to encourage that kind of not knowing. If I had the courage, I'd give a whole talk that you couldn't understand. I don't have that much courage. Instead, I want to give you something to hold on to. And that something is, when you don't know, when you feel sort of shaky because you don't know what's happening, don't try to get out of that space. Don't try to come up with an answer that will make it all okay. Train in relaxing. Train in softening. Train in holding your seat with those kind of uncertain, insecure, embarrassed, shaky feelings. This is productive of great well-being. In fact, perhaps the only thing that keeps us from being alive and delighted, or alive and sort of interested, with some sense of appetite for our lives, is because we have no encouragement to sit still and relax and soften our stomach and our shoulders and our mind and our heart when we feel tense, when we feel in pain, when we feel shaky. This talk is meant to be an encouragement to not run away from the yucky aspects of life, the queasy aspects. And there'll be a lot of encouragement to soften into it, to let yourself feel things, to go into it. Any time that you want to make something out of it, let go. Let go more. Soften more. So these are the key words: soften, relax, let go. This is how your life becomes workable.